From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The U.S. president makes historic visit. U.S. President Barack Obama is traveling to Cuba on a historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after they broke off ties. He will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro as well as with Cuban dissidents. VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas reports.
Obama will meet with President Raul Castro on areas of mutual interest and disagreement, like human rights. Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Voters in Niger are choosing a president today, with incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou in line to easily win the runoff after his jailed opponent was flown out of the country for medical reasons, and the opposition called for a boycott of the election. A VOA reporter in Niger says voting began very quietly, with low turnout across the country in the early voting hours. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou was taken from his jail cell and flown to a Paris hospital on Wednesday. This is VOA News. A French prosecutor says the top suspect in the November terrorist attacks that killed 130 people in Paris planned to blow himself up outside a football stadium but changed his mind. Salah Abdeslam was released from a Brussels hospital and taken to prison Saturday, a day after he and a suspected accomplice were shot during the police raid that captured them. Abdeslam's lawyer, Sven Marie, said his client is cooperating but will fight extradition.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
The international police agency Interpol urged governments to be extra vigilant at their borders, saying Abdeslam accomplices may try to flee Europe. Turkish police are trying to identify who is behind a bombing that killed five people, including two Americans. Saturday's attack occurred in the main shopping district of Istanbul, where some foreign consulates are located. Two Israelis and an Iranian were also killed in the attack, which wounded at least 36 people. The five remaining American presidential hopefuls are drumming up support from voters days before two more primaries and a caucus measures their popular support. As usual, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has been generating controversy and attention. Protesters tried to stop a Trump rally in Arizona near the Mexican border Saturday by leaving their cars in the middle of a street and blocking traffic. Some held up a banner reading, "Dump Trump." The three people were arrested. In his speech, Trump again pledged to build a wall along the border to keep out illegal immigrants, whom he says brings drugs and violent crime into the U.S. He also criticized 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney, who is one of those leading the fight against Trump.
You have these stiffs like a Mitt Romney. The guy's a total stiff. Did he let us down? This guy is a loser. Did he let us down? I mean...
Investigators have recovered the flight recorders from the Fly Dubai airliner that crashed early Saturday in southern Russia, killing all 62 people on board. The cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder have been sent to Moscow for inspection. Authorities say the so-called black boxes should show what happened in the moments leading up to the crash at the airport in the city of Rostov-on-Don. The cause of the crash is not yet known. Tibetans living in exile are voting today to choose new leadership as they struggle for autonomy for Chinese-ruled Tibet. Beijing does not recognize the government in exile based in Dharamsala in the Indian Himalayan foothills. The election is the second since the popular and aging Dalai Lama stepped down from political leadership. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.